Okay, gentlemen, we are continuing now on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are talking about the issue of how do you know if an egg was fertilized or not, such that you can then know if it really, really, really clearly was laid during the day, or if it was maybe laid during the night. This is dependent on whether you heard the egg was fertilized. How do you know if it was fertilized? If there was a rooster with a hen. How do you know there was a rooster with a hen? Because you heard it. If you heard the rooster with the hen, it's enough to assume the hen and the rooster were together, and that the egg was in fact fertilized. Avad Mari, Uvda Ad Shisin Bati. Right. Rav Mari would assume that this is the case, that the egg was unfertilized, if there was a rooster, there was no rooster within 60 houses of the house where the hen was situated. And if there was a river, then roosters don't cross rivers. And if there was a bridge, then roosters do cross bridges. But if there was only a string across the river, then already that, the rooster would not cross. Once it happened that a rooster did in fact cross a string, then my ukimta. So it happened once, and so I suppose after that he was more careful. So in that case, in such a case, what would you assume happened with the egg? You would assume it was unfertilized. But it's happened there. Are you assume that it was not fertilized? My eerie about dark. Kill it by the Knami, said the Quora, then asked, but wait, what does that mean? He checked if you didn't check if the egg was there, then you can assume that then you would still assume that it was unfertilized. If you hadn't checked, then maybe you would have thought it was there from yesterday, and it really was fertilized, and it was born during the day, like most chicken eggs. Yeah, if that was the case, if that was the case, then you would say that even if you had checked, you will assume that the egg came out on most of the way. During the previous day, went back into the chicken, then came out entirely today, in which case it was considered to have come during the day, in which case it was there from yesterday. The Rabbi Yochanan Lashkei asked the Marasas, we don't assume that's the case because that's very unusual. Rabbi Yossi ben Shalom Arav, hi, tum shika sakanta le galuya. You're going to, and anyway, right now a completely irrelevant statement. Rabbi Yossi said, Son of Shaul said in the name of Rav, if garlic were ground up and then left uncovered, we would be afraid that a snake came and ate a little bit of it and left poison behind and what was left, and therefore it is forbidden to eat it. Why is this brought here? I'm not really sure. Probably this is the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul and the name of Rav, which was something we were discussing before. Okay. The Gemara now continues. Now we're getting back to Mishnah, right? Saor, Minyan of the Yom, we're coming out to Pesach, right? Saor, leaven, which we'll discuss what it is. Leaven is the part of the dough which is kept over from day to day, right? You basically make a dough using sourdough, right? It rises, then before you bake it, you take a bit off and keep it until the next day. You use that as basically the starter. For the next dough, you mix that into the new dough that you make the next day, and then that'll cause the dough to rise because that part of the dough has already been colonized by yeast and bacteria. So that stuff, is prohibited in Sodai, to eat a kazayis of it. My time, I had a bit shy. Why? אם כן לכתור רחמנא חמץ ולא באזור, באנא מינו מה חמץ שאין חימוצי קשה וקצי צורך, צור של חימוצי קשה, לא קשה, כן? If that were the case, right? Says the Gemara, if that really were the case, if the prohibition of Seor were really in only a case, then I would have said that. Then I would have said that. Just say chametz. Don't tell me Seor, and I will know because chametz, the prohibition is the full blown prohibition. The prohibition is there is really a case, and chametz is not unpleasant to eat. Seor, which is very unpleasant to eat. Chavu chomer, the prohibition will really be only a kazayis, not more, and not less. So odach as a rachman lamali, in that case why the Torah has to talk about Zohar, lo malach, tell you shi'ura shel zeh, lo kishi'ura shel zeh. Tell us that the shi'ur of Zohar is not exactly the same as the shi'ur, and you have to eat from shi'ur, it's not from Zohar, it's not the same as the amount that you have to eat from chomer. So if Zohar is going to be prohibited of kazayis, then chametz is going to be prohibited in the prohibition of chametz will be as a kosevus, right? Or a date. Uveis hilala. What do we still think? We still think both of them are kazayis. What do they think? Tzrichi, you need to take both. Do you cut a rabbi and say, "Oh, rabbi, I'm in a mishum dechimutzei kasha, but chametz deinkimutzei kasha imaloi"? Tzrichi, you would have thought that maybe the chametz has a lower shear than seor because seor is really unpleasant to eat. Therefore, you have to have a higher standard to make it prohibited. But chametz is not really unpleasant to eat. Therefore, any chametz you eat will be problematic. Kamashmalan, that's not the case. I mean, it's problematic, but it's not an issue of Christ. And if the Torah only said chametz and not Seor, mishum de roi lechil, that you would have thought it's prohibited because it's edible. And bal Seor she'ein roi lechil, imaloi, tzricha, but Seor which is not really suitable to be eaten, you would have thought it's not prohibited at all min ha-Torah. So we learn that Seor is also prohibited. Uveishamai leislechu de Rabbi Zeira. And says, then the Gemara asks a question, but wait. That doesn't base Shammai hold of the halacha of Rabbi Zeira. And then we're going to hear about it in a minute. Rabbi Zeira, pasach hasa b'sor v'siv v'chametz. The Tawad Torah stop as Tatoi b'sor and finish off talking about chametz. Learn malach tell you that zeu sor zeu chametz. Lenin achil kliyam. That sor and achil and chametz are really the same thing. Doesn't Bishamai hold this? So the Gemara then says, "Lein nechila kulei amilu pligi pligi leinian beer Bishamai sari le yalfin and beer meachila beisilor amrinans sari yalfin and beer meachila." They're not really disagreeing about the prohibition of eating, right? They're not. The question is not where does the full isra in terms of eating chal? Everybody agrees the kazayis, whether it's or whether it's chametz. The reason what Bishamai meant when Bishamai said the or is a kazayis and chametz is a kakos sevet. They meant with regard to beer. How much of it do you have to get rid of? Bishamai say that the terbiur shear is distinct between chametz and seor. And Bishamai said even there is no distinction because they learn the din of beer from the issur of eating chametz. It's more an issur nami. You could also say. And then Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina actually said this, that they disagreed with regard to beer, with regard to get rid of chametz. Right? Bishamai say you have to get rid of kazayis of seor, but you only have to get rid of a date-sized piece of chametz. And Bishil say whether or not it's the seor or the chametz, it's the shear, the amount you have to get rid of is an olive. However, with regard to eating, everybody agrees the real Isra, the full Isra is chal. The Isra Kares is Bekezais. Tanya Nami Achim and Baisa, which also says this. Belu Yira Eilecha. Seor, Zeu Machloge Shebein Beishamim Beisil, Shebeishamim Sarva Kezais, Chamis Kezais, Reitil, Rim Zeu Zeu Bekezais. The Baisa says, Belu Yira Eilecha, Seor. You will not say Seor in your domain. You will not see leaven in your domain. This is the price of that. It's a disagreement with Bisham Hill. Bisham and Hill say, Saor is in the Kazayis and Habit is Christ's service. Bisham say both of them, the Isra of Lei Ra'at Lecha, meaning the Chiyuv Biur, is really a Kazayis of both of them. Now, the Gemara continues. Hashuchit Chayav of Beyom Tov. What should you do? How should you go about shechting a chaya, an animal or a bird on Yom Tov? Remember the question I'm covering about. Hashoichet the Avadin lechatchilo. Question. It implies that you've already shechted. Now you're wondering what you have to do. It's not Toyota Klitz where you have to, where you're inquiring right from the beginning, are you allowed to shecht the animal or the bird? The Gemara says, in a safer base of Lamarim, and like you script. And Tanakama says, you script. When I said, but wait, Beis Hill said you should not shech the bird. It implies that Tanakham thinks you really can shech the bird, even like a tchil. Hanakasha says, it's not a problem. Didn't Beis Hill mean you shouldn't shech it and then cover it? Meaning, I tell you about a case where you've already shech the bird or the animal. Now the question is, should you cover up the blood? Beis Hill said, no. Tanakham said, yes. Says the Gemara, Ema Seifel Modim Shem Shachat Yirach Bar Bedechel Vichazet Michal Reishat La'av De'Avadu. The Gemara said, but wait, Beis Hillel acknowledges that if you did check the animal or the bird, then you should cover the blood. You know, like, that can't, they couldn't have already said that if you check the animal or the bird, you should not cover the blood. Amar Rabba said, Hachkam, this is what they said. Hashochit Sheba Lima Leich Kitzad Amarloi, Shara Rimam Leishchot Chafor Avichasei. Rabbi said, this is really what the Mishnah meant to say. If somebody came to us and wants to shech the animal, he's asking us what he should do. Rabbi says, but say to Gemara, shech and then cover the blood. Bithil says, no, don't shech unless you have something ready to cover the blood with. Otherwise, do not shech the blood. Amar Leia Abaye Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Lima Mar Rabba, but Rav Yosef Amar Rav Kamifka Maflegisu. Maybe you'll say that you and Rabba disagreed in a verse 7 of Rabbi Zera in the name of Rav Yosef Amar Hachikava. This is what it says. Hashechet Shabbat Malik. Somebody came to and asked us whether he should check. Kesar Amarloi. What should we say? Shamarim Amarloi. Chafor Shachoit Pekasei. Dig first, then shech and cover it. Beisil Amarim Lo Yishchei Delem Ken Hayelei Ofarim Yichan Muchan Mevayim. You don't shech unless you've got the dust ready to cover the blood. Meaning the question: what should you do? There's a machlok between Rav Yosef and Rabba. Do you have to dig before the shechita or after the shechita? Abaye said, maybe you disagreed about something that Rabbi Zera said name Rav, because Rabbi Zera said name Rav. Hashochit tzarech sheitin afar lemata veafar lemala. The shech, some of the shechs has to put dirt both above and below. She neimaras it says shefach asado damei vechisel baafar afar lo neimar ela baafar. Because the pasuk says that when you spill the blood on the animal, you have to cut it, cover it with dust, and use the word be'afar. Afar lo yamar, it doesn't say be'chisol afar. It says be'afar. It says the word be'afar. It has a base there. Melamed she'hashichit tzarshit in afar lamata, be'afar lamata. It means it has to be dust both below the blood and above, not just above. Devar isol rabbi zera, v'rabba, leisol rabbi zera, leisol rabbi zera, says, one of you holds of this din of Rabbi Zera. That's why you have to dig first. And one of you does not hold this din of Rabbi Zera, therefore you do not have to dig first. You don't have to cut dust below the blood, just above. And one says, does Rabbi, is that really true? I'm relating Bain the day Bain the Rabbi Isla the Rabbi Zera. No, it's everybody. Rabbi Yosef responded, everybody agrees with Rabbi Zera. And this is really what we disagreed about. Rabba Savori Ika Afalamata in Eloy. Rabba said that was even b'di'evad. If there was blood, dust underneath the blood, then you can shecht. Then you can shecht and cover the dust and cover the blood with dust. Chayshin and Dil Mamam Lech Bele Shachet. Right, and why? Right? We're worried that maybe after the digging, you will change your mind and decide not to shecht, and then there was no reason for you to dig, and that's really asur on Yom Tov. And for me, that's even bitter. Right? It's bitter to allow the digging first, and it's better to say dig before the shechita, not after the shechita. It's more important. Why? Because we want people to be really willing to shecht on Yom Tov, because we really want people to enjoy that Yom Tov and to have nice meat on Yom Tov. That means you have to shecht on Yom Tov, and if you are very restrictive in how people can go about it, then you're going to do it. You're going to discourage people from performing shechita on Yom Tov, and they'll enjoy the Yom Tov you left. They'll enjoy Nelam, Yom Tov less. Okay, so the Gemara says, and Beis Hillel acknowledge if you did in fact shecht the animal, then already you should dig up some ash from the kibbutz and you should cover the blood with that. That means that the digging implement must be ready to dig with from the previous day. And the Gemara says, doesn't that mean that you are breaking up blocks of dirt, which is forbidden? In the Torah, but it's similar to grinding. Now we're talking about very, very dry dust that breaks apart very easily. Says Gemara, doesn't that mean you're digging? This is similar to the opinion of Yabba that said to Rabbi Yabba, because Rabbi Yabba said, somebody who digs a hole on Shabbos and doesn't want the hole to be there, he just wants the dust that was in the hole that was there previously, is potter. It's only an iser midarabanan. Why? Because that's what's called malach shein tzricha l'gufa, right? Why? Because the iser d'araisa involved in digging on Shabbos is binyan, it's building. So if the Issur d'oraisa is binyan, right, and you're not building for the purpose of the building, you're building for the purpose of the byproducts of building, and that's what's called melacha, which is not for the purpose that it is ordinarily used or that it was used in the Mishkan. In such a case, you are in fact potter midaraisa, because one of the requirements for melacha to be chayim midaraisa on Shabbos is that it has to be done for the same purpose. It has to be done very purposively, what's called melachas machshavas, and one of the subcategories of melachas machshavas, what's called melach shein tzricha l'gufa, meaning it has to be melacha that was done really for its main purpose and not for a side benefit. So here you're digging for a side benefit. You want the dust, dirt. You don't want the actual hole, the thing that was the primary product of your melacha, and therefore it's only asur midarabanan. And in such a case, we might allow it to permit you fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of covering the blood of an animal which you shechted. Eshkoyach, gentlemen.